Okay, we've got two more to bring us to our age. The next one, I want to introduce to you our president, the man who puts the reunion together for many, many years with Tony Scarlow. And I would like him to come up and say a few words, because this is a posthumous award to somebody he worked with very closely. Not one person, but three. And between the three of them, they brought more people into this business and are responsible for more television legends than anyone. So I'm going to ask you to say hello to our one and only Joe D'Orazio. He's 90 years old, Joe, and he's still supple. Yep, and he's still fit. Fit the drop. Look at that, he got on the box and he's 90. Joe D'Orazio, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, I'm going to have a little chat now. This is about three people. But I'm adding another one.
Oh, you're up. He must be different.
Now, the Joyce brothers.
Yeah.
I wrestled for many, many years with two of them. Great wrestlers, always crowd pleasers, all the usual stuff. But they were men that put a lot of stuff into wrestling, and what I think made wrestling the golden years of wrestling. They are the Joyce brothers. Now, to begin with, there was Harry Joyce. Harry went off to Canada, ended up promoting, came back to England, started promoting again. And he has two sons that became wrestlers. One was Ken Joyce, who also became a promoter later in life. And the other one was, what was it?
Doug.
I've wrestled them both and I've forgotten their names. Great family altogether. Now, what the reason for me to read this out to you is because there was also another brother of the two wrestlers, and that was Steve Joyce, and he came in here today to accept this from me on your behalf. It's a great, what can I say, a wonderful family, terrific business to get into, and wasn't easy all the time, but these two plodded on and on and on. And so I'm going to ask the remaining one, bear with me, we're fumbling on like this, won't you? bear with me, and I'm inviting Steve Joyce to come up now and accept this from us. Steve, one thing I'd like to know, how did you get away?
I went and joined the army, it seemed easier.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased. Take that, take it home to the rest of your family that are alive today, give it to them, put it on the wall, let them look at it, talk about it for the rest of your lives. Okay?
Thanks very much. Yeah. Thanks very much, Joe. Well, as you probably just heard there, I escaped it all. Went off and joined the army at 15, which seemed a far easier life. Only because they told me they were going to start conscription in the 60s, but they lied. I'm Ken and Doug's half-brother. My dad was married twice, Harry. And they were up and wrestling when I was a young lad. So I really sort of didn't get to know much about it until my dad sort of started the promoting stuff and running around Northamptonshire, and he had his gym, I think one in Higham at one point, one in Earthlingborough. And there may be some guys here that have passed through, and if we have a talk later I may remember them, but I think I was 5'8" when I was 15 and joined the army, so they probably wouldn't recognise me now. But the legacy that Doug and Ken left me, followed me into the army, every Saturday afternoon, young lads, 15, 16, up to 20 year old, after we'd done our drill bashing on the Saturday morning, TV room, Saturday afternoon, World of Sport, on would come the wrestling. And it seemed like every week to me there was either Ken, Doug or both of them tagging it together. But being a bit like a boarding school as it was, when they finished, they all want to have a go at me.
I've got the broken nose.
And the tooth. Broken as well. So that was the legacy from that. But thanks very much. I accept it with pride. Thank you.
Steve Joyce, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the wonderful Joyce family, never to be forgotten, legendary stars.